Okay, so I have no slides, nor am I tweeting my own talk. Jason suggested that I might actually tweet the talk rather than give it. I don't know whether that's a reflection on his view of my ability to give a talk or not, I'm not sure. But I'd like to thank Jason for hassling me to actually submit an abstract come to this speech. Fascinating so far. I'm sure it's going to be exciting tomorrow. It may not be so exciting for the next 15 minutes. But I wanted to kind of step back and ask the question, which I don't think Ralph has kind of raised this question, but we haven't really addressed it yet, which is why we want to evaluate research. What do we mean when we talk about evaluation? I think there are at least three different reasons that have been touched on. The first is the one that's most important, most important, is how do I compare myself to everyone else? And how do I make sure that I choose a metric which means I come out on top? That's actually really important that we have diversity metrics to support that. There's the one that we are most concerned about is resource allocation. That resource allocation might be funding decisions, it might be appointment decisions, or it might actually be that the resource is my time and I'm deciding how to allocate my resources to what I'm going to choose to read. So we've had a couple of examples of that. I think there's another one, it's the one I'm sort of more interested in, we've touched on it, is the whole question of optimising the whole architecture of the research community for the purpose of maximising its effectiveness. And those are kind of big questions. So I am neither a computer scientist nor a social scientist. I got into this actually from a perspective of being an advocate for open approaches in research, open access, open data, all of these kind of things. So I wanted to change the system. And what I basically wanted to do was persuade funders to get a big stick and wield that and make sure that everyone made everything available instantly and this would solve all the problems in the world. Of course, it's not that simple. And the thing you realise as you start to talk to funders is they are also very constrained by the environment they find them in. So we need motivators if we want to change systems that work across different stakeholders. So the question we need to ask when we're looking at a person like me is trying to change a system is what are the shared policy outcome objectives that mean something to researchers, to institutions, to funders, and to government? And I'm going to suggest that one of the things that we share as a concern is, again, a word that we've thrown around but not tried to define yet, which is impact. So the research community has a real stake in convincing government that we have impact, that research has an impact, and that we're doing stuff in a way that creates the most impact. Government, in turn, has a real stake in trying to understand how to maximise the impact that they're concerned about and return on investment. Now, impact has a very bad name. Researchers loathe, hate, and despise it. But if we step aside from that gut reaction and look at what we mean and what we want to mean by it, we can start to ask the question, what is it the reason we actually do research? What would we want to evaluate that would help us support the kind of research that as a society, as researchers, as part of that community, we want to see? Economic impact is obviously an important part of that. Social impact, policy impact, health, environmental impact. In Australia, they actually call this the triple bottom line. And they talk about these kind of things. But also research impact, in the way we talk about, and traditionally talk about impact factors in journals, is also important. Influence the effectiveness, the usefulness of research. So this is a complicated issue. It's not clear how we measure that easily, how we'd even agree what we're talking about. But what I want to argue is that all of these issues, all of these concerns around having economic impact, having policy impact, making a difference to health, making a difference in education, making it possible to do more research, they have a thing in common. And that thing they have in common is reuse. So what I want to argue is that impact is reuse. Reuse in industry, reuse in public health, in education, and importantly, critically, reuse in research. So this frame, I think, brings some really interesting possibilities. We can already measure some types of